Unless your desire is to be a hermit or a shut-in, we seek community and being with others and things that we share, like to enjoy. Where's your go-to for that sense of community? A mall, maybe? One of the few events in your town or city that take place usually on holidays? What if I told you there was a place where you are that allows the sense of community just totally burst and flourish? And that place is your local library. As we go into National Library Week, which runs through this Saturday, the 25th, our next guest joins us to share what this week provides libraries with, as well as what it offers you when it comes to either strengthening or regaining your connection with your local library. She is the director of the Hoboken Public Library and the official librarian of Issues and Ideas, Jenny Pooh. Thanks for being here again, Jenny.
Oh, my gosh, what an honor. I'm going to add that to my business card, the official librarian of Issues and Ideas. Thank you, Chris.
Not a problem. It's well-deserved. HobokenLibrary.org and learn more about National Library Week, ALA.org/NLW. We do have those links, of course, on our homepage. What does this week mean for a library? Because, again, when something is always there, it's always prone to be forgotten about. How does this week help libraries remind people, hey, we've got a lot of stuff here besides just books or ebooks?
Thank you again for having me. And yeah, it's a week-long celebration of really the everyday work that we do in every single community in America. Public libraries are about as American as apple pie and what teriyaki chicken and the hamburger. Really, I mean, you're going to find a library in small communities and big ones. There's a quote I'd like to just reference because I think it's so timely, and it's from Andrew Carnegie, the benefactor who started this. A library outranks any one thing a community can do to benefit its people. It is a never-failing spring in the desert. Last week, a few days ago, we had a great event here on voter education and ranked choice voting. And a gentleman came in, and as he was standing in the library and looking around, he said to me, gosh, I didn't think anyone came to the library anymore. And here he was in an event with over 100 people about civic engagement. And meanwhile, downstairs, we had people doing crochet. Then we had students in high school and in college studying for their exams. And of course, we had patrons coming in, checking out books, asking for recommendations. I mean, it's just a hub of activity, quiet and otherwise. And the week is you're right. It's a reminder that we are not just here, but we are going to meet people where they are. And increasingly, that's also online, which you've covered before here. You can stream a movie from your library app to check out a digital magazine to listening to audiobooks, all from your library app from the comfort of your home.
And again, too, and I always think there's this age hurdle in this transition from in-the-hand reading, whether it's magazines or books or CDs and DVDs. We've gone so technical. Do you think libraries are really closing that knowledge gap with the older generation, which is probably the most challenged by this transition?
Mm-hmm. That is a great question, and it's something that we've made a priority. My mother is one of them, right? Every time we get her a new phone, we have to teach her how to use it alongside with her. And I think that's what makes a library so central, is because we are right now in a generational change of technology. In fact, we have a workshop coming up talking about AI and what it means for us, because we're all discovering it together. But what makes the library so, I think, so pivotal is that we're open, we're free. It's a friendly place to learn about technology, and we want our seniors, we want our youth and everyone to get up to speed as we hurdle our way through this next huge technological change. And it's free. Like I said, libraries were one of the first places to offer free internet. And again, we're one of the first places to demystify and invite people of all ages to come learn about generative AI and to play along. What better place to learn that than at your local public library?
If you go to the website for Jenny's library, HobokenLibrary.org, You will see, like I said back in the introduction, the library is the hub for learning, not just from books, but by activities, interaction. If you have a certain level of expertise in something, if you want to offer that expertise in for a program or an event at the library, if you're a club organization, a lot of libraries have meeting rooms, meeting areas as well.
Mm-hmm. You can
find out more about National Library Week, which is this coming week, at ALA.org/NLW. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This is also an important week, too, for libraries all over, Jenny, because the American Library Association, I believe, releases their annual report, The State of the Libraries in America.
Yes.
And that is a very informative in a variety of ways.
It sure is. And I wish I can give you a preview. They guard that pretty close to the chest. But they will release that, I think, Monday. And we'll all look to that. It's a barometer of, like, what's going on in the state of libraries. You're correct. And one of those evergreen pieces is the top 10 challenged books. I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't make an appearance again, because whereas in New Jersey we've passed our Freedom to Read Act, certainly censorship is still very much alive and being fought in other states in the country. But there are other things in the report too. You know, they'll talk about usage and but I'll learn about it along with you when it comes out on Monday.
You know, talking about too, advocacy, part of the agenda for National Library Week is on Thursday, Take Action for Libraries Day, urging advocacy, because I can imagine, we know, I've heard stories frequently about election poll workers who've been doing it for years. They get the $200 a day to sit at the table, register, and make sure everything runs right on election days. But a lot of them are hesitant now because of a lot of the garbage that's and harassment that takes place for just doing a job they've been doing for decades. Is there a concern about that with libraries? We mentioned book censorship, and it's usually a small, literally single-digit number of people who tries to make the biggest noise possible and just makes more trouble than accomplishes anything. Is that deterring people from wanting to be volunteering in a library scene because of the, even if it's not happening, the overhanging threat of it happening?
I think it's the opposite. It's galvanizing people.
Excellent.
And I don't live in those states such as Utah, but the activity I see on the advocacy end is certainly it's raising awareness that, you know, our fundamental rights under the First Amendment are under threat. And this is like a first step towards eroding that. So no, I see a lot more people engaged. I was just speaking with someone yesterday, and these aren't just advocates, but I also see people engaged, which heartens me, like the youth. Our millennials and Gen Zs are coming in, visiting libraries. I just saw a statistic, 45% of them have visited a public library, and higher numbers than their previous generations. They're rediscovering it for materials, but also for programs and connection. Because we do see with people on their devices, the Surgeon General a few years ago named loneliness as an epidemic. And one of the solutions to that, I believe public libraries were mentioned, because there are spaces where people, you mentioned, can connect and be in community. Even if they're not talking to each other, it's just being in proximity with other people, working on independent projects or learning. That goes a long ways to alleviating that, the loneliness epidemic.
It certainly beats hanging around a McDonald's with a bunch of screaming kids and parents who scream even louder. You get up, a little serenity, a little peace, a little calm.
Yeah.
And you're there for, in a lot of cases, mutual reasons and ideas. And mentioning workers before, that's also part of the agenda for National Library Week. Tuesday, National Library Workers Day, recognizing individual staff contributions. And for you listening, if there's been someone at your local library who has been going above and beyond the call for your needs and for helping you, certainly mention it to your library director so that when Tuesday comes, that person will get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, that's one of the most, it's the nicest thing that anyone can do for their library. We get cards from patrons who travel overseas. They'll send a postcard, hey, library, we're thinking of you. Or we'll have patrons drop by with a box of chocolates. Not Look, everyone loves chocolate for the most part. So we certainly welcome that. But if you can't, if you don't want to do the chocolate, a note, we get notes from kids. Oh, those are the best things. And we circulate with the staff. That would be a great gesture on Tuesday, but really any day to show your appreciation, because that's what we live for. And libraries are here ultimately to serve. And in the words of a former board chair of mine, he did say the most valuable asset of a library goes home every night to their families, and that's the staff who keep the buildings open and run our programs and, you know, have been serving our communities for all these generations. Yeah, are the people.
It's happening this week, National Library Week. You can find out more at ala.org/NLW and find out about everything going on. There is a lot going on at the Hoboken Public Library, HobokenLibrary.org. She is the director of the aforementioned Hoboken Public Library, Jenny Pooh. Jenny, always glad to turn to you for all things library, and you and your work and your efforts provide a foundation and direction for other libraries to certainly successfully follow for their growth and enthusiasm. Thanks for doing the work that you do. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. And please, everyone, go out and visit your public library. You'll be delighted and heartened to see all the things that are happening.